Okay.
Blog Talk right. Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Tonight, yes, you're now once again tuned into Are You Is Personal. Are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from Hopper Woods, Michigan. On tonight, we have none other than he's a regular, thank God he has agreed to be a regular on this worldwide ministry platform. Pastor Ron May will be delivering God's word on tonight. So I'm asking all listeners, please get your Bibles. Please get your Bibles, your pens and paper ready so that you can follow with this awesome man of God as he get ready to deliver another word from the Lord on tonight. Get your Bibles, your pens, and your paper ready to follow along. I have asked Pastor Ron May to stand in the gap and do the opening prayer. I normally do the opening prayer. But I'm asking Pastor Ron May if he would do the opening prayer on tonight. Before he do that prayer, I want to ask everyone to intercede and pray for the families. One of our members, beloved members of the Peace and Good World Baptist Church, one of our faithful members, Sister Dorlette Garner, she was our choir president for the last 10 years, and she was over the kitchen committee. She made a heavenly transition on last Thursday. So we want to keep that her family in prayer. And I just got news on earlier this morning, that one of the faithful members of my previous church, where I was a member for 45 years, well, Mother Phillips made her heavenly transition, and I just found out she passed away in February. Her daughter told me, Prophetess Teresa Phillips Dox told me that her mother passed away in February, but I just got the news today. So Prophetess Teresa Phillips Dox and her husband, Elder QT Dox, they are the ones that helped me get started with my radio ministry almost 10 years ago. So we want to keep that family in prayer, the Phillips family and the Gardner family and all those that may have lost loved ones and the sick and afflicted. We want to keep them in prayer. We want to keep also Sister Betty Goings, also a faithful member of the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church. Keep her in prayer. She's going through something right now. So we thank God that he knows who they are. He knows what they stand in need of. So I'm asking Pastor Ron May, if you would please open up with prayer on tonight.
Yes, I sure will. Thank you, Brother Brown, again for this opportunity. Let's pray. Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you that we are not strangers to you, Lord, but we are your children. And your word declares that we are your heirs. And so, God, we come to your throne boldly, not as a demand, Lord, but just asking you as your children for help and strength and insight in time of need. And, God, we always need you, but we need you even more right now. God, there's families that are bereaved. Oh, God, we lost one of our loved ones in Peace and Goodwill. And so, gracious Father, we're asking that you would just touch us even right now, Lord. I'm still a part of that family. I'm a son of that ministry. And so, God, I ask that you just touch my pastor, touch Pastor Holloway, and touch the choir, Lord, that their president, their leader, Lord, the one that they look to for guidance and to show how we are supposed to be as choir members, Lord. She has made her transition, Lord, and she's in your care. But, Lord, you cried before we did. And so, God, we're just so asking you, Lord, to strengthen us even now. Lord, I pray tonight, Lord, that all of the bereaved, all of those who are struggling, all of those who have mishaps and misfortunes, Lord, that you would meet the need, because you said that you would meet all of our needs according to your riches that are in glory. And so, God, we thank you. I thank you for this platform for Brother Brown. I pray, Lord, that you would continue to stay the hand of the enemy and continue to let your angels be encamped around about this man. It's because he is bent on making sure. Lord, he's not even a preacher or a minister of the gospel, but, Lord, he's making sure that your word is getting out. Oh, my God, I'm asking for a supernatural blessing for this man, whatever his desires is, whatever his heart sees, Lord. I pray that you would give it to him. Whatever faithful reward, there's a reward for faithfulness, God. Oh, my God.
Yes.
So I pray, God, that you'd bless him. I pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, the members, that names that he called out. Sometimes, Lord, I don't remember names. But, Lord, you know your people. You know their circumstances.
Lord.
You know their situations. You know their downtrodden. You know all about us, Lord. And most importantly, Lord, you know their name. Glory to God. I might forget their name, but you know their name. Thank you, Jesus, that you don't ever forget about any of us, oh, God. Move through this service tonight. We need your heavy. We need the weight of your presence, oh, God. Over this radio station. God, there's sick and shut in that are listening. There's those that are behind prison walls that are listening. There are those, Lord, who just chimed in, Lord, because they just want to hear a word from you. Now, God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, that you would increase and I would decrease, that your people would hear your word on tonight. Bless us. And, God, we'll be careful. Oh, my God. Hey. We'll be careful to give you the glory. We'll be careful to give you the honor. And most importantly, all the praise belong to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Juan May, for that prayer. My heart is filled right now, because I just want to say this before you bring forth the word. I do want to go ahead and give the spiritual food for thought real quick before I say what I'm going to say. The spiritual food for tonight comes to us saying, is in a form of a question for each one of us. What are you doing to encourage and strengthen others? Again, it's personal.
My.
It's a question. Spiritual food for thought for tonight. Consider this. What are you doing to encourage and strengthen others? I do welcome comments and feedback from all listeners. You can always email me at james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. And please take note that I do not own the copyrights of any songs or music played on this worldwide ministry platform. That being said, once again, I pray and hope that you all have your Bibles, your pens, and paper ready to follow along with this awesome man of God, Pastor Ron May, as he gets ready to share with us another word from the Lord on tonight. But I just want to... ask you, the listeners, to keep me in prayer, because we and my pastor in prayer. I'm not like Pastor Ron May said, I'm not a pastor, but I'm sure that pastors, when they lose a faithful member of their congregation,
yes.
I know it takes
yes.
a lot out of them. And
yes.
our pastor have
yes.
lost a lot
yes.
of faithful members lately since I've been a member of Christian
yes.
Goodwill. And even
yes.
though he's a young pastor, it takes a toll on their bodies and their minds and their spirits. So I'm asking you all, keep Pastor Mark C. Holloway in your prayers. We just recently get the home going for somebody in his family not long ago. He just lost his godmother not too long
That's
ago.
That's it.
He just funeral my
That's
son.
It, Pastor.
And now,
That's it, Brother Brian.
And then so now here he have just lost a faithful member of the choir and the kitchen committee. Matter of fact, she, I just want to say this. She is the one, Sister Corlette Gardner. When I became a member of the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church, and I volunteered to help with repairs for one of the homegrown services, he was the very one that came to me and said, Brother Brown, you are a faithful, dedicated worker. I love the way you work, so I'm just going to put you on the kitchen committee. So she put me on the kitchen committee, and I've been on it ever since, and I love working with her. A free-spirited woman of God. She loved the Lord. She loved her church. She loved her family. She loved her pastor. And not only that, as I just said earlier, I got the news this morning, one of our faithful mothers from this, my old home church after 45 years, Mother Phillips, made her heavenly transition back in February, but I'm just not hearing the news about it today. And so she reminded me so much of my mother, who was also a mother on the mother's board, and it hurt me to my heart to find out that she had made her heavenly transition. So I'm asking you all to keep me in your prayers as well. And for those of you that know Deacon Marvin Cox, one of our faithful men of God that will always come forth over this worldwide platform over 5 years, sharing inspirational poems and delivering God's word. He crawled around on the floor, but he was still faithful to bring God's word over this worldwide platform. He made his heavenly transition last month. And so we just want to just keep it, like I said, keep each other encouraged and lifted up in prayer, because we need each other for such a time as this. So right now, I'm not even going to do a music break song. I'm just going to go right into asking Pastor Ron May to get ready to deliver the word of God that he has for us on tonight. And I pray that you all have your Bibles, your pens, and paper ready. Following his message on tonight, I will be opening up the phone lines for any of you that have dialed in on tonight. If you have a question for him pertaining to tonight's message, or if you just want to give him words of encouragement, you will have an opportunity to do so after the message. Pastor Ron May, I now yield the mic to you.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Again, we thank God for, again, Brother Brown and this platform that he has. And I pray that God will continue to increase it and that it would grow. I want you to know tonight, beloved, that the thief cometh but to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But God said, Jesus said this. He says, I've come that you might have life, that you might have it more abundantly. I want you to know that there is life in Christ. And though sometimes we might suffer with discouragement, deception, defeat, destruction, or even death that roars in our lives, God is greater. And maybe God and prayer is all that you have. I want you to know tonight that that's all you need. Amen? That's for the bereaved tonight.
Amen.
Understand that God is all that you need. He is more than enough, the song says. He's more than enough. Ah, glory to God. God, I give you praise. Now, God, I thank you again. Again, I pray again, Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Lord, you are my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' precious name, I pray. Amen. If you would, get your Bibles and take it to the book of Jeremiah, the 29th chapter. The book of Jeremiah, the 29th chapter. And the 10th and the 11th verse. Jeremiah 29 and 11. Jeremiah 29 and 11. Are we there? Jeremiah 29 and 11. And God speaks, and he says, I know the thoughts that I have towards you. They are thoughts of good, glory to God, good towards you, causing you, wait a second, help me, Holy Spirit, for I know the thoughts that I have and think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you and expect again. Let me read it one more time. Jeremiah 29:10-11. For thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years have been accomplished in Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you, causing you to return to this place. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. Hallelujah. And I ask the Lord for a blessing to the reading and the hearing, and especially the understanding of his word. Once we know tonight, beloved, God has something for you. A couple of weeks ago, Lady May had preached a message here on this platform, and I was so inspired by it that it caused me to study. And I said, honey, you just changed the trajectory of my life, the dynamics of my life, the narrative of my life, based on helping me to understand that God has something for me. And so what I wanted to do is I wanted to even go just a little even further. I wanted to, as they would say, piggyback on what Lady May had said and take you a little further. And so when I looked at this in Jeremiah 29, as I began to do my research that God has something for us, I looked at Ephesians chapter number 1 and verse number 3. Let's take a look at that, and then we're going to minister the word. But I want to establish tonight a foundation, because it's so important for us to get the content of Scripture. So when we get content of Scripture, and then we get the wisdom out of the Scripture, and we get the knowledge of the Scripture, and we get the understanding. We know that wisdom is what we've learned that's applied. We know that knowledge is the information that we receive. But the beautiful thing is when you get comprehension, when you get the understanding of it, it changes your life's narrative, and then you are not afraid, watch this, of what it is that the enemy will try to do in your life, because you know that God has something for you. Glory to God. I feel preaching almost already. So let's look at it. Let's look at Ephesians 1 and verse number 3. And I want to show you here what Peter is saying to the church. First is that, That's what I wanted. Ephesians. I'm almost ahead of myself, Brother Brown. Pray for me tonight. Amen. I'm so excited. Amen. Praise God. I'm gonna get it. It's right here. It's right here for us. Ephesians 1 and verse number 3 says, blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places, according to as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Glory to God. Having predestined us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasures of his will. Did y'all see that? The good pleasures of his will. In other words, God, listen, has something for us. And in First Peter, he said it's unperishable. That's what I wanted to get tonight. It's undefiled and it's unfading. Write those words down. Unperishable. It's undefiled and it's unfading. Those are the words tonight. God has something for you. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Jeremiah that he said, I've got some thoughts that I got towards you. And he said, there's some good thoughts. Glory to God. Are you listening to me tonight? Who am I talking to tonight? I want you to know that these things that the Lord has for you are in trust. Glory to God. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust the Lord with all of your heart, and don't you lean to your own understanding. I don't know what kind of discouragement that you're going through right now. I don't know what kind of despair that you're dealing with right now. I don't even know what kind of things are trying to deceive you, what deceptions, things that are trying to defeat you. And even you might be suffering your body that death seems to be knocking at your door. But I would say why these things are roaring in your life. Why these things seem louder than the voice of God in your ear. I want you to know tonight that God has something uniquely beautiful for you tonight, beloved, more than you can see. The Bible says that eyes have not seen and ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of man what God has in store for those who love him. I want you to tell your neighbor tonight, if you got a neighbor by you, say, neighbor, tonight God has something for you. Glory to God.
Yes.
He has something in store for you, but it is the way that you trust him. God has something for you. It is unperishable. It is undefiled. It is unfading. God's thoughts are in our direction. The truth of his word is moving in the winds and the waves of our lives. If there's something that's trying to take you out, I want you to know tonight that God's word has the answer. And what he has for you, the Bible says that it's in a heavenly place. And it is, according to Peter, let's look at that. I got to look at that because we need to see that. We need to know what the word says. Look at 1 Peter. Look at 1 Peter 1:4. Oh, bless his name. Thank you, Jesus. God, you got something for me. I'm going to win tonight because you got something in store for me. It doesn't matter what I'm going through, doesn't matter what my difficulty is, doesn't matter what my challenge is. In your word, you declare that you got something for me, and ain't no devil and hell can do anything about it. Are you hearing me? I said it's in trust, and you know if you got something in trust, you've got an expectation of something that's going to be good. That's a bank word, in trust. It's a heavenly trust fund. It is something that is a fund that's consistent, and it's got assets. It's got assets in it that belongs directly to you. It is all personal. It belongs to you. God says, I know what I think of towards you. He said, I've got some thoughts of peace. I'm going to go back to Peter, but I want you to know tonight that God's got his mind on you. Psalms 8:4 says, what is man that thou art mindful of him? I want you to know tonight God's got his mind on you all the time. I have my mind on my family. When I go to work in the morning, what I do for my family. When I pray at night and in the morning, what I do is I have my family on my mind. And I ain't just talking about, hear me today, I'm not just talking about my immediate family. I'm not just talking about my wife and children and my relatives, but I'm talking about the body of Christ. Because the Bible says that we are all children of God. And so, Brother Brown, you own my mind. Hallelujah. I want you to know that my sisters and brothers tonight, that you own Pastor May's mind. Yes, my bishop, my pastor, Pastor Holloway, is on my mind. I love that man, and I want that church to do well and to thrive just like my church is thriving and doing well. I want all of us to be healed and delivered and made free, and I tell you, God wants the same thing for us, beloved. Hallelujah. Oh, clap their hands. I got to give God praise right there. Hallelujah, because he's got a plan for me.
Yes, sir.
He's got the He got thoughts for me. When the winds and waves of deception are coming in my life, the Lord is saying, peace, be there. Isaiah 26:3. I'm going to get to Peter, but I hear the Lord speaking tonight, and he wants to speak peace. He wants to speak peace in those places where you're finding trauma and turmoil and tragedy. He wants to speak peace where those winds and waves are moving in your life. Oh, my God, all of that stuff, all of that noise that's going on, it seems like thunder and lightning is scaring, but God says, my thoughts. Oh, God, don't you worry. The storm ain't going to take you out. Oh, my God, that what you're dealing with, it ain't going to be the thing. Yeah, it ain't going to go like what you think it's going to go, because my thoughts ain't your thoughts and my ways ain't your ways. That's what he said in Isaiah. I don't think like you think. Isaiah 55:11 said my thoughts are far above your thoughts. Anybody hearing me tonight? Glory to God.
Yes, sir.
I got a future. I've got a hope for you. Yes, a future, a moment, a hereafter, a happily ever after, God says, I got for you. He said, yes, I've got some expectations for you. Yes, God's got a happily ever after. Who am I talking to tonight? I know it's been trouble. Oh, but if you've been waiting on him, God, the Lord let me know tonight, your Prince Charming is on the way. Yeah, glory to God. Oh, yes, your queen is right there for you. She's waiting for you to just tell her that you love her. Glory to God. Who am I talking to tonight?
My Lord.
To happen in anticipation. What he says. He says, I've got something for you. It's unperishable, according to Peter. Yes, that's what it is. Thank you, Lord. That's what it is. It can't fade. It's not going anywhere. Who am I talking to tonight? I said, God's got something for you.
Yes,
what he said. He says this. He says, bless. Peter, I like this. They're always blessing the people of God. The apostles are always blessing the people of God. Look at what he says. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ because of his great mercy. And watch this. He has given us, here's that gift again. There's a gift for you, new birth. Yes, the first birth wasn't pretty good because you was full of sin. But when you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, he gives you a new birth. Look at here. Oh, I love the word tonight. He says, into a living hope. I like that word. See, hope. Hope, that's a beautiful word because hope means expectation. Hope means desire. Hope means certainty. Things are to happen, anticipation. And God's word is a forever convicting thing. It is unperishable. Are y'all listening to me tonight? I want you to get this tonight. Look at what he says. He says, a living hope. Through the resurrection, what we're going to talk about tomorrow, every preacher that's living going to talk about the resurrection tomorrow. Glory to God. Jesus Christ from the dead into an inheritance that is unperishable, unfading. Watch this. This is a blessing for you. This is how you know that it's a good blessing. Why? It's because it's kept in heaven for you. Whoop. Glory to God.
Yes,
I mean, listen, if we were in the church, we'd be shouting right now. I said, it's kept in heaven for you. This thing that God has for you is personal. He didn't say it was, he said it's for you. You can put your name there for Ron, for James, for Renita or Renisha or whoever. I don't know. I just called my God sister's name tonight. I want you to know that God has something for us. Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
Glory to God.
He got something for us, an expectation, a certainty, an anticipation. And it's enduring. It's forever. It's ageless.
Okay.
It's timeless. It's valuable. Did you hear me? I said it's valuable. It's better than money. It's better than health. It's better than prestige. It's better than status. Glory to God. Are you listening to me tonight? God has something for you. its value. He says, I got a new birth, a new and living hope, my God, today. This is what he has
Thank
for
you.
Us. I said it's unperishable. He can't, it's enduring. It's forever. You got to get that in your mind. It's ageless. You know, some things that you done wore, you know, you'll get you a nice pair of shoes, but they'll wear out. But this thing that God got for you, it won't wear out.
Yes, Lord.
It won't go bad. It ain't going to be rotten. You ain't got to put this in the freezer. Did you hear what I said? Glory to God. It's because it's reserved. That's a good word. You know, I love to have something reserved for me. So when I walk up on it, listen, they already got it prepared. Oh, Mr. May and Mrs. May, I love it. I love my wife. No, I love that kind of stuff when people just treat me nice. That's what God says. God says, my thoughts for you. He said, I just want to treat you nice. Oh, my God.
Lord,
isn't
Jesus.
That something when God just wants to treat you? That's a good gift. Somebody just to
yes,
treat you nice. Oh, my God, I'm talking to believers today. Hey, I'm looking for this the pastoral part. Start treating people nicely. I don't know why
right.
I went there. We can't be so mean and honorary sometimes, and we say we got the gift of God on the inside of us. You say you got the Holy Spirit on the inside of you, and you ain't nice no time? Have mercy, Lord. I don't know why I went there. Holy Ghost want me to talk to somebody nice. Get your attitude together. You want God's gift, and you won't even be nice to people. And God always nice to you. Bless you with that beautiful home. You got you a nice car. You can get your nails done. You can dry down, and you can look in your closet and pick what you want to wear. And then somebody don't got half of what you got. You got your nose up in the air. Oh, my God, help me, Holy Spirit. I'm sorry. I'm supposed to be pleasing a word of encouragement tonight, and I'm trying to encourage you. But I believe Brother Brown said our platform said, what have you done for the Lord? Are you an asset or are you a liability? And I want to know because we need some more born-again believers that's not liabilities. I got to watch my own self in my house so I can live a life that I won't be a liability. My children need to see their father walk upright. Glory to God.
Amen.
I want God's gifts. I want that unperishable, never-ending, forever, ageless, timeless, valuable, better than money, better than health, better than prestige, gift, status. But I love God. I said I love God.
Yeah.
I said I love God. Oh, my God, I feel the Holy Ghost. My God, today I feel God moving on the inside of me tonight, Brother Brown, because he wants to restore us. He wants to establish us. My God, he wants to strengthen us. But the problem is that we don't understand that this, what he has for us, is never failing. Look at what he says in Isaiah 55. I love the word of God. I said I love the word of God. It's because it'll change your life if you let it. Glory to God. Yes, it will. Yes, it will. Yes, it will. Yes, it will. Look at what he says. He says this. I like the standard version of it, the English standard version. It says this, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, and your ways are not my ways. This is the Lord's declaration. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For just as the rain and snow fall from the heaven and do not return there without the earth, and making, it makes fruit. Are y'all listening to me? I want to read it from another verse too. Oh my God, this is just good to me. He said, watch this. He says, I know my thoughts are nothing like your thoughts, saith the Lord, and my ways are far beyond anything you could imagine. For just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. Look what he says in verse number 10. He says, the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and they stay on the ground and water the earth, They cause the grain to grow, producing seed for the farmer and bread for the hungry. He says, in the same way is my word. He says, I send it out, and it always produces fruit. Oh, this is for somebody tonight.
Lord,
because you've been having a struggle with money and everything, and God says, no, I got a plan for you. Because I got a rainfall that's about to come your way. Glory to God. Who am I talking to tonight? Look what he says. He says, and it will accomplish all what I wanted to do. And I will prosper. Yeah, that's what it is, Brother Brown. That's a promise. That means, God, listen, God can't lie. That, yeah, talk. Help me preach this thing, Brother Brown. I like that. Talk back with me. He said it will accomplish all what I wanted to, and it will prosper in everywhere I send it. Do you hear me?
That's
everywhere.
Right.
And it's in trust for you. Listen, all you got to do is if you want something from God, that unfading, undefiled, free from stain and blemish, it's free from corruption. See, we got some politicians that they say a whole lot, and on the, they be saying a whole lot out of the right side of their mouth, and on the left side of their mouth, they got all kind of nonsense coming out. Did you hear me? And I want you to know that God's word. I said God's word is quality. God's word is absolute. God's word is consummate. God's word is flawless. God's word is impeachable. God's word is perfect. It don't have no deception. If he says it, he spoke it, it's a good report. Oh, my God, let me say it again. Oh, my God, you can get excited right there. He then said, listen, I got something for you. He said, just like the rain, and you know rain comes, and you know snow comes. It's consistent with the seasons. But God says, my word, when I send it out, it does exactly what I say it's going to do. He said, let there be light, and light was. He said, let the moon and the trees and everything. Look, David had to look at it. He said, when I consider the moon, the stars, the trees, and everything, he said, what is humanity that you kind of look at them? Your mind is on them, God. God said, I got something for you.
Yes, sir.
It's free. It's absolute. It's in trust. Are you listening to me? It's unfading. It never loses its brightness. It never loses its vitality. Are you listening to me? God wants to extend your life, beloved. He wants to give you abundance. Oh, my God. He wants to extend your natural life. Who am I talking to? You ain't going to die. You're going to live. This ain't your turn. But there's sometimes, watch this, and I can't scathe past this. I want you to see something. That even though we got unfailing, undefiled, unperishable, unfading thoughts from God, they're associated some things called suffering. Yes, I don't want you to get it twisted. There's some challenges in my life. There's some challenges in your life. Sometimes they're short term, sometimes they're long term. Jesus said it this way. He says, in this life, you're going to have some trials and you're going to have
tribulation.
A trial is something that's short term, but a tribulation, that's something that can last for a long time. He says, you're going to have some of them. He said, but you got to be of good courage. Why? It's because I've overcome the world. Do you hear me today? Your God, who was manifested in flesh, glory to God. Your God, who was manifested in flesh, overcame the world. And what he wants to know, what he wants to let you know is that you can overcome the world, even though you might have some suffering. Yes, 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 we have some suffering. Peter wanted us to understand that suffering sometimes comes. But what it does, when you get suffering in your life, according to Peter, study it for yourself. Go to 1 Peter and study that thing for yourself. What he wants you to understand is that after you suffer, what happens is you get restored, that you become established, that you be strengthened. Are you listening to me? That's a good gift, I tell you. That's something from the Lord that you establish. And it's in trust, but you got to put your confidence in God. That's what Joshua did in Deuteronomy 34. Yes, he did. Joshua came back with a good report, and that's what we got to start speaking. We got to start speaking the word. Joshua went over there. He saw the promised land, him and Caleb, and he said, listen to me. We went over there with 12 spies. This is in Deuteronomy 34. You got to read that for yourself. Joshua said, we went over there, and Moses, the servant of God, had died. Yes, but he said for us to go over and take that land. And I told them that we was well able to take the land, and them other folks hushed me down. He said I was 40. He said I was 40 years old then. He said, but I'm 85 now. And guess what? Because I had a good report, I got the same strength. Glory to God. I tell you, God's got it. He want to extend your life. He want to bless your life. Joshua said, I'm 85 now, and I got the same strength. Who am I talking to tonight? Woo! Glory to God. I got the same strength that I had when I'm 40, and I'm about to go over there and seize that land, me and Caleb. Who am I talking to tonight? Yes, I want you to know, you're going to see some good days. Oh, my God. Yes, you are. Genesis 50 talks about Joseph, and Joseph had some trouble. Do you hear me, David's brothers? Didn't like him. They despised him. They almost killed him. They threw him in a pit. But the man had a heart of forgiveness. I want to pause right there. Listen, if you got something in your life that you need to forgive somebody for, and look, there's a little fox. It's called bitterness. So, we don't show that too much where we envy or got something against somebody. And we might say that we love them, but we really don't like them. And so when we really don't like them, we ain't always treating them like we treat somebody else. See, that bitterness can open the gate for some other stuff. Who am I talking to tonight?
Make it plain.
Yes, the pastoral anointing is on me tonight because we got to deal with some stuff. We won't got stuff, but we don't want to behave in a manner that's consistent with his word so we can get what it is that he wants to get. And he wants to get you to have a good report. And you got to stop always getting on your phone down talking and tearing up folk who ain't doing what you doing.
Yes, sir. Oh, my
God. So that's why we got to have some necessary suffering. Well, write that one down. Put that in your books. Many are the afflictions. Psalm 34:19 are the righteous. Many are the afflictions. You know what affliction is. That's that stuff that just take you over. Your kid on drugs and you don't know how to get them out. Your child is depressed and you don't know how to bring them out. Oh, my God. You got a sickness in your body that it seemed like it looked like I was healed one day and now it's going and grab me again because you got something there that you won't let go of. It's called bitterness. It's opening the door. But I tell you, it's some necessary suffering. I don't know who I'm talking to. Yeah, you want God's inheritance. They love for the preacher to shout them down about the blessings that God's going to give them. But there's some requirements for these blessings. Yes?
You got
that
right.
Saying God is a tit-for-tat. God ain't no tit-for-tat God because he's going to bless you regardless. He's reigning on the just as well as the unjust. So he ain't about tit-for-tat. But when you say you born again, When you say you born again and you got the gift of God on the inside of you, there's some requirements. There's some things that we got. Paul said in Colossians, he said, you got to put off that old stuff. Yes, Colossians 3, read that. Read that sometime. Put it off. Get rid of it. I'm trying, Brother Brown, I'm trying to, I don't know how much time I got. I ain't trying to preach too long here. I wanna be able to let you know tonight.
Have your way,
glory
Lord.
To God. God wants something
yes,
for you.
Lord.
He got something for you. He don't want you to be plagued with that stuff. But I tell you, short time. It's just a short time. This is 1 Peter 4:9. 1 Peter 4:9. 1 Peter 4:9. It's short term. This suffering that you got to go through. It's short term. Because he got a glory for you, a glorious liberty for you. Romans 8:18. Write that down. 1 Peter 1:3-9. Write those scriptures down. Because them, that you put them in your arsenal when that devil started talking to you. Psalms 91:16. Put them in your arsenal that God wants to extend and give you abundance. He wants to extend your life. Genesis 50:18-26. Deuteronomy 37:34-10. God wants to bless you. You won't lose your brightness. You won't lose your strength. Glory to God. The Bible said, I heard Brother Brown say, Lord, just give me strength. That's it. Well, the Bible says that he will. My
yes,
God.
He will.
Oh, my God. Yes, he will. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. It's not
yes,
in my will. It's not in my power. It's not in my ability. It's not in my intellect. It's not in my capability. It's all in him. It's all in him. And he got it for
Lord,
you.
Yes.
All you got to do is access it. You got a right to go because you a child of God. You have inheritance, but you got to get your attitude right. I don't like to give my children nothing when they got a bad attitude, but because I love them and got compassion on them, I still do for them even when they don't deserve it.
The governor. Wow.
And that's how God is. What a loving
yes,
father.
Sir.
What a
yes,
loving
sir.
Father. Thank you, Papa, for speaking to situations that I can. Thank you, Papa, for speaking to me when I didn't deserve to be spoken to. Thank you, Papa, for delivering me when I didn't when I needed deliverance, when I was full of myself. Thank you, Papa. Sometimes we got to tell them. Sometimes you got to let them speak to those places in your heart that's wicked and foul and despisable. Only you and God know it because he knows the heart of us, and he know we got wicked hearts because the Bible says that our hearts are desperately wicked. Glory to God.
Yes,
only the Lord can clean them out. That's why David said, create in me a clean heart and renew
yes,
a right spirit. Look at that. That's a gift from the Lord. A clean heart and a renewed spirit. Oh, my God. I feel shouting. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say new life. Oh, my God. I got a new life.
Thank you, Jesus.
A new start. Today can be a new start for you. Yes, it can. Yes, this is better. This is better than reparations. Did you hear me? Yeah, all of the amends that you wanted to be made wrong, this what God has for you is better than reparations, paying you money and compensation, restitution, recompense. Huh? I love this word because this is a Bible word, atonement. Yes, and it's kept in trust. Oh, my God. You got to keep it in trust. You got to trust him with everything. Give it all to him. Give it all to him. Everything's in your heart. Give it to him tonight. Tonight's the night. Change your narrative tonight. If you want what God has for you, what he has for you is kept in heaven, but he wants to give you a little of it right here. You can have peace right here. You can have joy right here. You can have love right here. Oh, yes, beloved, God has it for you right here on the earth, but he got more for you. It's exceedingly and abundantly above all that you can even comprehend. I don't know all that he has for us. It's because it's in a heavenly place, and I ain't never been to heaven, but I know I'm going. Oh, my God.
Yes, sir.
Where they used to say, where the wicked shall cease from troubling. And the weary, glory to God, shall find rest. Who am I talking to tonight? I said, God,
I said, God
has something for you. It's unperishable. It's undefiled. It's unfading. Glory to God. Won't you? You put your trust in the Lord. I love it when they say, I will trust. I'm closing. In the Lord. I will trust. In the Lord. I will trust. In the Lord. Until I die, I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. Bless you. May heaven smile upon you. Jesus died so that we can have the gift of life. God has something for you. God bless you. God keep you. And may heaven smile upon you. Amen. Thank you again, Brother Brown, for this opportunity, man.
Oh, my.
Love God today.
Jesus. Lord, have mercy. What a word on tonight. Oh, my God. I was truly blessed by that word on tonight. I needed that word. And I know that I'm not the only one that needed that. And I was encouraged by that word on tonight. If we just continue to hold on to God's unchanging hands, he's our faithful
yes,
God.
Sir.
He's still watching over his word. He's still watching over his word to perform it in the life of his people that are being faithful doers of his word, not just hearers only.
Yes.
So, Pastor Don May, I just want to encourage you on tonight. You continue to be the man of God that he has called and anointed and ordained for you to be in this sinful world, because we got to remember that Jesus is still the light of the world. And we thank God
yes,
that Jesus rose from the dead, like he said he would, with all power in heaven and in earth is in his hands. So we just thank God for you on tonight, Pastor Romney. We're going to continue to lift you up in prayer, your family, your ministry, and the work
thank
of your hands, that God will continue to be glorified through you. And your labor is not in vain.
Glory
right now,
God.
I'm committed to open up the phone lines. I see we have a lot of people just recently dialed in. And if you did not hear all of this message on tonight, you want to go back to the website and pull it up and listen to this message from the beginning to the end. This was a powerful word on tonight. I was truly blessed and inspired by this word. So right now, I have opened up all the phone lines for anyone that have dialed in. If you have received this word like I did, if you want to, if you have a question for Pastor May, or if you want to give a word of encouragement, the phone lines are open now. Anyone. For those of you that are not speaking, if you can mute your phone. If you're not speaking, could you please mute your phones if you're not speaking right now? But the phone lines are open right now.
Yes, I enjoyed this service tonight, and that song just brought back memories.
Oh,
memories.
Oh, yes, it did.
Yes.
Yes. All right, this is Mary Ann King from Greensboro, North Carolina. My first cousin.
Yes.
I remember those songs. Those songs. My mama used to sing. Your mama used to sing.
Yep, that's right.
I know that's right. All right, thank you, Sister Mary Ann King. Anyone else?
Right.
Still open.
Glory be to God. That powerful word that I just heard, that has given me strength to keep on running. In spite of what I'm going through, I thank God for the word. I thank him for the word. I thank God for my big brother. Both of you all are an inspiration. And I ask that God bless and blow your minds like never before. God has something for you. And I thank God for it. Because I was at a point Thursday where I just wanted to just throw in the towel, because I'm like, Lord, why is all of this happening? Why is it all happening? And you confirmed it, and God gave me a word through you. So I thank God for both of you all being a blessing to me. And I love
bless
you both.
Amen.
Love you,
amen.
Lord.
Likewise.
Love you, Lord.
We thank God for you, Sister Terra Adults. We thank God for you. So you stay encouraged.
Yes.
I just want to know that Sister Dorlette Gardner is one of her cousins, And also our cousin of Brother Rob Mitchell, who's also a member of the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church. So we want to, again, keep that family lifted up in prayer. All those that are connected to our beloved sister, Dolette Gardner, please keep her family, the entire family, in your prayers. Right now, the phone lines are still open for anyone else that's on the line. If you have any words of encouragement for Pastor Ron May, if you receive this word tonight, the phone lines are still open. Praise the Lord. Anyone else?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, I just wanted to join in and just say thank God for the word, Pastor May, an awesome, awesome word. I am definitely received that. And also I just wanted to say to my sister that I love you and I'm praying for your family. I'm praying for our family, for our life.
Yes.
Well, we know that Sister Gardner has received heaven's reward because of her great service in the ministry. Just being a beautiful person all my life. I've known her, and before Pastor May began to pastor, I was a member of Peace and Goodwill for over 35 years. Grew up with Dorlette. I mean, she's just an amazing woman of God, and our loss is definitely heaven's gain. God bless you, and again, Pastor May, keep preaching the word, because he definitely preached the word tonight. Thank you.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Yes, he blessed my soul on tonight. Yes, sir. Oh, yes. Thank you so much. Anyone else? The phone lines are still open. Anyone else?
Yeah, I want to thank God. And, you know, of course, I know you saw I just dialed in about 5 minutes ago. And one thing I love about the Holy Spirit, you know, the Bible said, well, two or three is gathered together in his name, such as you're dead in the midst, right? So, you know, the Holy Spirit. See, that's what it's all about right there, y'all. You know, and I ain't had to hear the whole message. You know, when I dialed in, you know, and I, you know, felt the Spirit. Come on now. The Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And, you know, this brother was coming forth in obedience. Come on now.
So, yeah.
You know, I ain't got to hear 30, 45, a whole hour. I mean, come on now. I can hear you. All right. So I think I started not to say nothing, but I couldn't keep it to myself. See, because I know that Paul said we ought to edify, exhort, and comfort one another. You know, so brother, encouraging you to continue because see, we got to encourage each other. You know, we can't keep it real. You know, we got to encourage each other. Amen. Because and know this, in the last days, perilous times shall come, and it's here right now. So I want to encourage you to continue to preach and teach and the word of God. God bless you, brothers.
Amen. Pastor May, that was my first cousin, Pastor Norman King, also from Greensboro, North Carolina.
Bless God for him. Thank God for him. Thank God for the men of God. Thank God. Yes.
Anyone else?
Thank God for your family.
Thank you, brother.
Amen. I just want to say, and that all goes back to what the spiritual food for thought was saying to us on tonight. It coincides with the word of God. When we encourage one another and we strengthen each other in prayer, then we have to realize and know that God has something for us. When we are being faithful doers of God's word, and we are encouraging one another, not with malice or jealousy or envy or hate, But out of pure love, out of a pure heart for one another, as the sisters and brothers in Christ, then we are being true access to the kingdom of God. And then we have to realize that God has something for us. As long as we are being faithful to God and faithful and committed to the kingdom work here on earth, that we know that God is a promise keeper and that he has something special for you and for me, my sister and my brother. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come once again on tonight giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name because you're truly worthy of our praise. So now, Lord, we pray and ask that you will move by your Spirit on tomorrow in every door all around the world that's going to be open in your Son Jesus' name, that souls will be saved as they hear your word on tomorrow, that souls will be saved, backsliders will come back to the fold, and that those that are in the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified through your word on tomorrow, that you will move by your Spirit on tomorrow all over the land where your word is going to go forth. That you get the glory is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, as I always say, learn how to encourage one another. Encourage one another in God's word, not with your feelings, not with your opinions, but with God's word. And when you do it that way, you can't go wrong, and God will be glorified. Until the next time, continue. Next Thursday night, Overseer Joseph E. Jackson out of Washington, D.C., will be delivering God's word on next Thursday night. So you want to tune in and be blessed by this, another awesome man of God. Until then, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.